You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Abortion likely qualifies as health care in Wyoming. That's according to a Teton County judge who provided further explanation this week about her decision to block the state's abortion ban. KHOL's Hannah Merzbach has more.
In a 32-page restraining order, Judge Melissa Owens says that a woman's right to make her own health care decisions is explicitly protected by the Wyoming Constitution. She says the near-total abortion ban passed by state lawmakers earlier this year strips that right from pregnant women. Owens issued a temporary hold on that ban in March, saying without it, plaintiffs could suffer irreparable harm. A group of abortion supporters, including a Teton County provider and a nurse, are challenging the ban. Abortion will remain legal as the case makes its way through the court. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.
The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission set hunting quotas for the state this week. A lot of wildlife have died from the harsh winter, so there are big cuts to some species. About 10,000 fewer pronghorn tags will be available compared to last year, and about 4,000 less mule deer. At the commission meeting, some hunters like Jason West pushed back, saying the cutbacks are too drastic.
It's not one of all doom and gloom. We see these cycles. We need to be careful that we don't lose what we've got by making drastic changes to and cut our own throats and end up not hunting the very thing we love. So,
some hunters suggested more predator hunting rather than cutting mule deer and pronghorn tags. But many residents said the opposite, that the cutbacks weren't extreme enough. Some said seasons should be closed altogether. The agency has the power to make last-minute changes to the seasons in the coming months. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.